Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
With the construction contracts now in place, Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear and Congressman Hal Rogers were joined by federal, state, and local officials and hundreds of citizens at Hazard Community and Technical College to kick off Kentucky Wired, as the Kentucky Broadband Project is now called, and to hear about how Kentucky's future will benefit from high-speed internet. This $324 million project is the largest public-private partnership in the nation and the only one that provides full, open access to other providers like telecommunications companies, entrepreneurs, local governments, or nonprofit organizations. Congressman Rogers called it a historic day.
Governor, good always to be with you and all of you in the room, and I'm thrilled to be here on this, what I think is one of the most historic days that Eastern Kentucky will have seen. I readily predict that this new interstate highway will open us up to greater growth than the interstate highway system has. Kentucky will go from one of the least wired states in the Union to one of the top rated when this project is completed. And so I'm proud to be a part of it. I'm proud that we have come to this point to where we can say our future is upon us.
Congressman Rogers showed the crowd a 3-foot section of the fiber optic cable that will form the Kentucky Highway.
This is what that cable amounts to. This is the covered part, the fiber cables, and then finally the optic cables. And they tell me that just, you can't see this, but just one of these strands, smaller than a hair, carries 30,000 times as much as a regular cable. 30,000, and there's a bunch. So there's no limit. You're going to have unlimited potential. And I use that word carefully, potential. This is going to give you the mechanics, the technology, the capability to expand your business and attract new ones like you've never even thought of before. So I'm asking you to open up your head and start dreaming about the future and what you can do with this new technology that will be in place in Eastern Kentucky by April of next year.
Kentucky Governor Beshear echoed Rogers with his belief in the potential of the new network to transform Eastern Kentucky's economy.
It's obviously great to be here today, and it's great to be in a room that's so filled with promise about the future of Eastern Kentucky, about the future of our entire state. Because if this works, and it will, you're going to see a region that will be transformed from a place where people are crying for jobs to a place where employers won't be able to find enough people to fill those jobs. That's what this means for Eastern Kentucky.
Although Kentucky Wired represents a giant step forward in bringing high-speed broadband to this region, it does not guarantee that homes and businesses in every county will be connected. Congressman Rogers reminded the audience that this is a middle-mile network and called on local communities to make the all-important last-mile investments that will be needed for everyone to have access.
While we celebrate and prepare for the middle mile today, our ultimate goal is the last mile, connecting our local providers to the highway so they can extend broadband to homes and businesses in every community. And make no mistake about it, the ownership and responsibility of the last mile belongs to you, belongs to everyone in this room. We're laying it in your lap. And we want you to be able to take that last mile into the homes and businesses in your community. It'll be costly. It'll be challenging. But our children deserve access to the best educational opportunities. Our seniors deserve access to better health care monitoring. And every family deserves better job opportunities so that they can work and live in this region that we all love and call home.
Governor Beshear also stressed the importance of developing last-mile enterprises if the network is to be successful.
If you think of a road analogy, this middle mile is the interstate and state highway system. An interstate typically doesn't go right up to your house. You need exit ramps. You need side roads. You need streets. In parts of the Commonwealth today, broadband still travels on the equivalent of cow paths and dirt roads. On our I-way, the so-called last miles of the system are up to you, the individual communities, to build. They must construct the smaller lines and connections that bring light and high-speed broadband straight to the businesses and to the homes in each and every community. What's called the fiber to the premise section is going to be the key to Kentucky Wired's success. For everybody to benefit, communities or the service providers in those communities, existing or brand new, must invest in fiber-based infrastructure to take full advantage of this effort. Or you can create a public entity to help carry that out. The congressman showed you this cable that's going to be laid all across Kentucky, 3,400 miles. But the congressman and I want you to notice how this is shaped, because we're also going to use this as the equivalent of a buggy whip to make sure that this job gets done. Thank you all very much.
Scott McReynolds, director of the Hazard Perry County Housing Development Alliance, was in the audience to learn about Kentucky Wired.
It's exciting, you know. I mean, we have decent in town, but at the house it's really pretty bad. So it's exciting to, you know, if we can get that last mile in, that's going to be the challenge. I don't know enough about the technology to know what it takes to get from Hazard to Crypto. So that's, to me, is the wild card.
Brett Ratliff came to the meeting from Knott County, where he works for the Hindman Settlement School. He said access to broadband was a big issue for people he works with.
I work as a coordinator for our Grow Appalachia program, and it makes it really challenging to communicate with your participants when half the county isn't actually able to even get the internet.
Do you think this will help?
Oh, yeah, I think that it will. I hope that our local providers will really follow through and help get all of us connected. The last mile, yeah. How can we afford it? Is it going to be affordable to the consumers? Those types of questions are yet to be known, I think.
Robin Gabbard, Associate Executive Director of the Foundation for Appalachian Kentucky, was also in the audience. She said the foundation tries to stay involved in SOAR activities, and this is an important initiative. It is also an issue for the foundation. Its offices are in Chavies, outside of Hazard, and that has made internet communications difficult.
It's very challenging. We also have a satellite office in Hazard, and so that's one of the barriers to us being able to have a staff outside of the office at Chavies, and thinking about how to not only purchase the right equipment to make sure that we are connecting the way we need to, but then how do we also overcome the hurdles of very low broadband in order for those staff members to be able to access the files that they need and just to communicate with us on a daily basis over the internet.
Gabbard said she is concerned about the last mile connections that must be made from the Kentucky I-way to homes and businesses.
What do you think the challenges are going to be with the Kentucky I-way?
Oh, I think the challenges are going to be that last mile and how those local providers, myself as an individual in Perry County, I receive service from TDS Telecom. I'm one of those people who are challenged. I'm I'm living on an island. They're the only provider that comes to my area. And so whether or not they will actually bring that last mile to me is a concern to me. And then as far as the foundation goes, I think all of us are concerned with how do we really build the capacity of all of us and all of our communities and community members. And will that last mile actually get out to the communities that it needs to? I also serve as a school board member, and so thinking about what kind of innovative technologies we can bring to our students, and can we do that if the technology doesn't get to their homes?
According to Governor Beshear and Congressman Rogers, it will be up to people in the region to complete the highway to our homes and businesses. Robin Gabbard agrees.
I think all of us play a role in that work. I think using our voices and being at public meetings or actually hosting public forums and making sure that the work of SOAR and the work of the I-Way stays part of the public focus is something that all of us are bound and determined to do in order for this to happen. We must stay in the forefront. I think it's up to all of us to make a stand at this point in time if we want to see the changes and be part of the transition.
This is Mimi Pickering reporting on the Kentucky Highway for WMMT.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.